This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Wednesday, December 20th, 5 days to go until Christmas. And I'll tell you what, those who care for freedom got some good news today. Got an early Christmas present. Maybe we should say David Irving, the best-selling British historian who happens to be a friend of mine. David got a Christmas present. An Austrian judge has granted his appeal of his conviction, and it appears, if all stories are accurate, that David is going to be released from prison or has been released from prison. There are contradictory reports. The big question is now, apparently, whether he will be banned from Austria altogether. But from what I understand, David Irving says he doesn't intend to return to Austria. He, of course, was jailed in Austria a year ago. Spent a whole year in prison, ladies and gentlemen. He spent a year in prison on charges of Holocaust denial for something he said like 17 years ago, suggesting that he didn't believe that 6 million really died during World War II. We've talked about Holocaust denial on this show periodically because it is an issue. It's an issue when people are going to be jailed for expressing their opinions, and it's happening in many countries in Europe, and I guarantee you that the people who engineered those laws in Europe want to engineer laws like that in the United States. Of course, last night and the night before, we talked about it very specifically because I just happened to have spent a couple days in Iran attending that big Holocaust conference, where, in fact, I was one of the speakers, bringing a special message of greeting from Willis Cardo, who was a pioneer in the United States of Holocaust revisionism. And of course, last night, one of the other speakers on the program, David Duke, one of the other speakers at the conference, David Duke, very controversial, very well-known individual, longtime friend of mine, he came on the show, and we had a little back and forth with some of the callers about what really happened in Tehran at that Holocaust conference. I would like to think that it's precisely because of that conference and the attention it focused on these insane, corrupt, totalitarian Holocaust denial laws that are in place in Europe. I would like to think that the attention that was brought to that conference, including by David in particular and his media interviews here in the mass media in the United States, I would like to think that the impact of that conference had something to do in shaming the Austrian court system into releasing David Irving, because I guarantee you, although a lot of people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network and who are active in the revisionist movement, and it's really not that many people who are really active in the revisionist movement when all is said and done, but I would like to think that that publicity that came out of that conference was enough to have pushed the lever, pushed things over the edge to assure that David Irving is free to return home to his family after spending a year in jail alongside rapists and murderers and child molesters and all manner of criminals, drug dealers, etc. You name it, they're there. But David Irving was in jail for thinking and speaking freely. Well, let's pray that David gets back to England safely. Apparently there are some Jewish groups that are ranting and raving and saying that a new warrant should be issued for David Irving's arrest and that he should be put on trial again or sent back to jail. Of course, I'm not surprised to hear that. They're never satisfied. Thank God for common sense prevailing. Let's beat these Holocaust denier fanatics into pulp, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more commentary.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Michael Collins is coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. Check it out on the Internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And also the Barnes Review History Magazine, which is, by any measure, the largest historical revisionist publication in the face of the planet today, published by Willis Cardo, who is the premier Holocaust revisionist, the pioneer Holocaust revisionist who got this whole thing going by anyone's estimation. Kind of interesting to note that Mark Weber of the Institute for Historical Review, he's the one who grabbed control of the Institute from Willis Cardo. Mark Weber didn't go to the Holocaust conference. He apparently has claimed that he was invited. I don't know if that's true or not, but the fact is he did not show up, and that's rather odd considering the fact that he so widely has proclaimed himself the premier Holocaust historian working on American soil, yet he didn't show up at that conference. Well, be that as it may, as I say, the good news is I think that conference had a lot to do with the fact that David Irving was released from prison. Let us pray, as an email that I received this afternoon said, let us pray that David makes it safely to Britain and out of the clutches of these insane Holocaust denial fanatics who've enforced these insane criminal laws. And they are criminal. But, you know, as I said, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people didn't know, despite the fact it was widely publicized in revisionist circles and talked about here in RBN and certainly in American Free Press. A lot of people didn't know that David Irving was in jail. Even a lot of people who knew who David Irving was, it's one of those things that they've tried to keep secret from you, which is my perfect segue into mentioning something else that the establishment in this country would like to keep secret from you, and that is a new product on the market called Headache Stay Gone, which just happens to be my sponsor, and which I can guarantee you it's worked for me. I can't guarantee it'll work for you, of course, folks, but I know it works for me, and it's all the more reason for you to try it out. It's an all-natural cure for headaches, and when they say all-natural, they mean it doesn't have all this poisons and chemicals that they put, that not Headache Stay Gone, but all these big drug companies put in their so-called miracle cures that you get in the drugstores. Check out Headache Stay Gone on the Internet, or give them a call at their 800 number and ask them to send you some for a free trial. Their number is 1-800-327-0727. Well, speaking of headaches, I got a minor headache when I opened up my email this morning, and I got an angry email from an otherwise nice person, I suppose, who was really shocked that I had David Duke on the program last night. They said he didn't say anything racist on the program, but everybody knows he's a racist. I mean, after all, he was in the Ku Klux Klan. Well, David Duke was in the Ku Klux Klan. He left the Ku Klux Klan about 30 years ago. And, you know, he was in the Louisiana State Legislature. He successfully sponsored legislation that was passed down there that was endorsed by other conservative Republican legislators. He's got a Ph.D. from a very prestigious private university in the Ukraine. He's been teaching political science courses over there, much to the dismay of the Zionists. And I want to tell you something. I know David Duke pretty well. I would call David a friend. I've spent a lot of time with David in a lot of venues, both in Europe, in Russia, and in certainly in Iran, and a number of places around the United States. And I tell you something, I've had a lot of private conversations with David. I've been in groups with David where racial issues and racial controversies have been discussed. And I want to tell you something, and I've told black friends of mine this too, I have never once heard David Duke use the so-called N-word. I have never heard David Duke talk in racially derogatory terms about blacks or about anybody else. So I'm here to tell you that. Take my word on it if you care. If you don't, I really don't care. But the fact is, you know, David could play to a private audience and use language like that. But he doesn't. I've never heard him do it. And as I say, I think he's always felt comfortable enough around me. We've known each other for a long time that he wouldn't think that he would have to pull any punches in using such a term, which rolls trippingly off the tongue of so many people. So, you know, call David Duke all the names you want. He's a very articulate guy, and he has something to say, and he says it well, and that's just the way the cookie crumbles, folks. Speaking of attacks on David Duke and other people who attended the Holocaust conference in Iran, I'm pleased to say that this poisonous group of hookworms known as the Anti-Defamation League has attacked me as one of the what they call the who's who of hate who attended the Holocaust conference. I'm going to read to you what they wrote about me. Basically, it's true. You know, few things I'd quibble with here and there. They throw this term anti-Semitic around, but what they say is this: a reporter for the American Free Press, a conspiracy-oriented anti-Semitic publication, there we go again, anti-Semitic publication published by Willis Cardo. Michael Collins Piper has written several books promoting anti-Semitic, there we go again, conspiracy theories, including claims that the Mossad was involved in the John F. Kennedy assassination. Which is true, I have written that, and yes, I believe it's true they were. And that Israel and the American pro-Israel lobby control U.S. foreign policy. Well, that's true. He also claims Israel was implicated in the events of 9-1-1. Well, that's true. In 2003, that's me, folks, lectured on anti-Israel and anti-Semitic themes, including the alleged truth of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, in the United Arab Emirates at the invitation of the now-defunct Zayed Center. That was the think tank of the Arab League. Well, again, as I say, it just goes to show you how the Anti-Defamation League can distort things. When I spoke about the protocols, I was speaking about the protocols in response to a question. Someone said, do you believe they're true? And I said, well, I don't really have an opinion on that. I've seen some very convincing material which would lead me to believe that indeed they were a genuine document of one form or another prepared by one Zionist group. I said, on the other hand, I have seen refutations of the protocols by Jewish groups that would lead me to believe that perhaps the protocols were some sort of forgery, some sort of contrivance. But needless to say, this is one of the favorite lies that the Anti-Defamation League puts out, and it kind of amuses me in some respects. But again, they're really hooked on the Holocaust and on the protocols. And speaking of David Duke and the Holocaust Conference and everything, you know, I tell you, I try not to respond to these people, these three garbage men, Daryl Bradford Smith, Christopher Boleyn, and Eric Fishbait. But you know what? Now on their website, which I'm not going to mention where you can look it up, because you know where to look it up. I just don't want to be responsible for saying it on the air. They have an article, David Duke's Rats. And they go on to say, with David Duke getting television coverage, it's important to notice the connection between Duke, and then they go through a long list of people, Mark Lane, Ralph Schoenman, Mark Glenn, Mark Farrell, Mark Bilk, the American Free Press, Wing TV, and even Sam Danner. They could all be part of the same Zionist rat nest. So in other words, all of those different people, some of whom I know, some of whom I've never met, we're all part of a David Duke's rat nest. And that means that they're saying that David Duke is really a Zionist agent, just like they say I'm a Zionist agent, that I'm hemming, that I've had a homosexual affair with with an agent of the Anti-Defamation League. But what's interesting about Huffschmidt, Boleyn, and Smith is that now they're saying even Sam Danner could be part of the same Zionist rat nest. Well, folks, don't forget, folks, it was Eric Huffschmidt who linked Sam Danner to Christopher Boleyn, and then Christopher Boleyn who brought the tale of Sam Danner onto my program, and I lent my credibility to it. And yet now, Boleyn and Huffschmidt and Smith on their website are attacking Sam Danner and saying he's part of this big conspiracy along with me and David Duke and Mark Lane, who was a lawyer for Liberty Lobby and for American Free Press. They even are calling Mark Lane a Zionist. Mark Lane was born Jewish, but he's one of the most outspoken anti-Zionist Jews that I've ever heard speak on any topic. And frankly, I don't think he's very much of a religious Jew. So I don't think he's any endorser of the Talmud. But my God, now they're saying he's a Zionist agent and that he was secretly in control of American Free Press and Liberty Lobby, and that Willis Carto, the founder of Liberty Lobby, was a front man. But now they even have Sam Danner, poor old sad Sam. They even are now turning the tables and trying to link Sam Danner with us. The good guys, I might add, us, the good guys, and now attacking Sam Danner and saying he's part of David Duke's Zionist rat nest. I mean, that just goes to show you how intellectually dishonest, what liars these three garbage men, these three hookworms are. I think they brainwashed Boleyn. You know, Boleyn is so out of the loop, out of touch, that I heard him on Rick Adams' program on this network several weeks ago talk about his good friend William Rodriguez, the 911 survivor. I'll tell you more about that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. And then on to some serious stuff. Good stuff. None of this garbage about these garbage men. Horrible lying, low-down garbage men.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce?
That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Michael Collins, Piper, coming to you from Washington. Before we went to that break, I got all heated up, but I didn't get a headache. I didn't get a headache, so I didn't have to take any headaches stay gone. But I was all heated up there talking about this garbage coming out of Huffschmidt, Berlin, and Smith, who doesn't even use his real name. It's Setter, I understand, Daryl Setter. So who is this guy anyway? But, you know, saying Mark Lane was a Zionist and saying that Sam Danner is part of David Duke's rat's nest and that we're all Zionists and this and that and so forth. But, you know, the funny thing is Christopher Boleyn went on Rick Adams' show a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I weighed about whether to comment on it at the time, but now's the time to do it. And he went on and he said a couple interesting things, which just goes to show you how dishonest the guy has turned out to be. He was talking about how the people at American Free Press were plotting to get him, and it was a thing that was long in the works, he suggested. And as evidence of that, he announced that they had cut his salary twice. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. You know, we're supposed to cry, oh, poor Christopher Boleyn was being abused, and they cut his salary twice. What Boleyn did not mention to you is that everybody at American Free Press got their salary cut twice. I did. Everybody did. You see, these funny little ways of distorting the truth. Isn't that interesting, folks? Minor thing, but again, shows to show you how dishonest this guy really, truly is. And then, of course, on Rick Adams' show, he referred to the fact of, or he referred to his good friend William Rodriguez, the 911 survivor. Well, folks, I guarantee you, if you talk to William Rodriguez, he would not call Christopher Boleyn a good friend. fact, I saw an email that William wrote to Christopher Blinn last summer telling him, I never want to hear from you again. Don't talk to me anymore. William, and rightly so, was outraged that Christopher, in league, obviously, with Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huffschmidt, was putting out a rumor on the Internet that William Rodriguez was also a Zionist agent covering up for the Zionist role in 9-1-1. And I'm here to tell you, I heard William Rodriguez and Jimmy Walter, the philanthropist, speaking in Malaysia before multiple venues, and they did not shy away from that issue at all. But Christopher Blinn, working with Huffschmidt, who he consulted with on a regular basis, we've since learned, was trying to get a story into American Free Press that was suggesting that William Rodriguez was a Zionist agent. And in fact, Christopher published that on the Internet on another website. And of course, this outraged, and rightly so, William Rodriguez. And William said, hey, that's not true. Don't talk to me. I don't want anything to do with you. And yet, just a couple weeks ago, here's Christopher Blinn on this network calling William Rodriguez his good friend. That's pretty low down, and it's just the kind of thing we get. Now, of course, poor old Sam Danner is part of the Zionist rat's nest. Can you imagine what they would call the chutzpah there? Talk about chutzpah to move on beyond this garbage and talk about some other garbage, I suppose. We've got Senator Harry Reid, the Senate's incoming Senate Majority Leader. He says he would support a temporary increase of U.S. military forces in Iraq as long as they are out by 2008. So, in other words, Senator Reid, like Senator McCain and the President of the United States, are willing to put up some more American men and women, put them in the line of fire, let them get killed for Israel. Well, let Senator Reid go fight the war. Let Senator McCain do it. Let President Bush do it. Talk about garbage. Talk about garbage. Interesting thing, Governor Mitt Romney of Massachusetts is thinking about running for president. You know, today the Washington Times says Mormons brace for a Romney run. Romney, of course, is a Mormon. Governor's faith faces scrutiny. Well, here again, we get this double standard. You know, anybody but the Jews. Anybody, any religion but the Jews has to face scrutiny. No one wanted to scrutinize Senator Joe Lieberman's Orthodox Jewish religion and his religious beliefs when he ran for president. It was just accepted that he was just a very religious man, and what a wonderful thing it was. And he might not be able to work on Saturday because he's an Orthodox Jew. Well, Senator Lieberman was quoted at least once by USA Today as having said that he would counsel his daughters against marrying outside the Jewish faith. Well, can you imagine if a Christian conservative running for president were to say that he would counsel his children against marrying a non-Christian, that is, a Jew or somebody else? There'd be all hell to pay. But, of course, it's fine and dandy to scrutinize Mormonism. You know, just like the Washington Post published a few months ago, last year, I should say, published an article suggesting that their people were concerned about too many Catholics on the Supreme Court. Can you imagine the Washington Post ever publishing an article saying that people were concerned there were too many Jews on the Supreme Court? Good Lord. Good Lord, talk about special privileges. Well, we do have a caller lined up here, and I'm going to bring him up after the break. But after I read to you some very interesting commentary that's just been posted on the Internet, we're going to settle the score, folks. We're going to settle the score here and now, right on this program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Rosemary, peppermint, ginger mint, blue vervain, slippery elm, nettles, meadow sweet, basil, hops, and white willow bark. That's what makes up headaches stay gone. Sounds pretty tasty, but you're not supposed to eat it. You're supposed to take the capsule. And as you know, I've taken that capsule, and it does work. It's supposed to be a regular dietary supplement, but you know, it works just like taking a regular cure. Now, of course, you're not allowed to say cure. These criminals, the Food and Drug Administration, don't want you to say cure about things. But I'll tell you what, it cured my headaches. Well, I tell you what, it is time to settle the score. I got something in the email today. It's floating all over the Internet, and the reason why it's floating all over the Internet is because it's pretty good, and it is very timely. It ties right into this whole thing about the Holocaust. Very interesting essay. I'm not going to read you the whole thing because I don't like to read things on the air because, well, it can get boring. But I do want to read you a couple excerpts from this because it's really pretty good. It's an essay entitled Settling the Score with the Goldsteins. It says, yes, I know, Mr. Goldstein, I've heard all about it. I've heard all about the Holocaust when 6 million or 6 billion or 6 trillion or 6 gazillion or however many Jews you want were murdered by mean old Hitler. I've heard all about the Diary of Anne Frank, the Jewish girl who died in a German concentration camp. I've heard all about your people's persecution in Russia. I've heard all about how your people have been despised and oppressed all over the world. Yes, I know, I know. You don't need to remind me again that for nearly 2,000 years you've been without a country. How could I possibly forget these things? About the only thing we ever hear these days is that your people, the Jews, have suffered horribly throughout history and that we, the non-Jews, must make amends with you in every way possible. Well, Mr. Goldstein, here in the United States of America, we've done everything within our power to pay you back. I don't know what else you could possibly want. We helped you acquire your own country. We stood by silently while you murdered hundreds of innocent Palestinian civilians at Deir Yassin so that your desire to have a country of your own could be fulfilled. We send $10 billion of American tax money to Israel every year, even though America is already in debt up to her eyebrows. We're constantly hiring some blabbermouth to rant and rave to America about God's chosen people, how they've always been under attack, and how we must rescue them from all the Hitlers of the world. We're never finished hearing about your precious Holocaust, since it seems that you would never be able to exist without it. You are the kings of this country. So now, Mr. Goldstein, please tell me, I'm dying of curiosity to know what it is that you want. What more can we possibly do for you? How can you still be unhappy with the way you are treated? What can we do that will make you happy? Is there anything we've not already done? Please tell me what it is, and we'll be sure to do it right away. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting commentary. It goes on much further than that, but, you know, it captures exactly the way I look at the Holocaust, whatever did or did not happen. That essay, entitled Settling the Score with the Goldsteins, is written, or I should say was written, by a very nice young lady who I had the pleasure of speaking with on the telephone a couple weeks ago, Stefania Glenn. And it will not surprise you to know that this very intelligent and articulate young lady is the daughter of Mark Glenn, who has been on this program, who is himself a very talented writer and commentator. And obviously, he's passed those skills on to his daughter. And incidentally, I must tell you that Mark's wife is one hell of a cook. They sent me some wonderful Christmas candy, and, you know, I ate most of it in one sitting, folks. I'm going to have to go out and run around the block. Settling the score with the Goldsteins. There are some scores to be settled there, ladies and gentlemen, and, you know, I'll tell you what, there's one notch on the belt today. Let us pray with the release of David Irving. And of course, you know, Jimmy Carter, while I was out of town, Jimmy Carter was under heavy-duty fire here in this country, calling him another Hitler and an anti-Semite. You know, he wrote this book that just dared to tell the truth. They call him an Israel basher. Well, Jimmy Carter's settling some scores because the Goldsteins, for want of a better way of putting it, the Goldsteins are the one who pulled the rug out from under Jimmy Carter because he dared to try to make serious peace in the Middle East. And I'll tell you what, time we make peace in the Middle East before we have another war. And that war, of course, is a war against Iran. Thank God I got to see the real Iran before they try to destroy it. But you know, if they do try to destroy it, I guarantee you, the Iranians are going to try to settle some scores, and so will a lot of other people, and God forbid they're forced into the position to do it. That's why we really do need to clean house here in Washington. We need to clean house in all the corrupt cities around the country. We've got to clean house in the truth movement and get rid of these garbage men like Berlin and Huffschmidt and Smith who are doing nothing but smearing good people like David Duke. And yeah, folks, we do need to clean the house. All right. Well, Roger from Pennsylvania has been sitting out there very patiently while I've ranted and raved. And so I'm just going to sit back for a minute and rest my voice, and let's see what Roger has to say. Roger, come on up.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Isn't it, as the Mormons have it from their title, a marvelous work and a wonder to behold how Pastor John Hagee manages to get rolled out on, what is it, every Christian, or did I say, no, scratch that, a pseudo-conservative talk show, whether it's Savage, Hannity, I believe, Jeff Beck, has he possibly made it to Rust Limp Jaw yet? But, you know, this is for folks that never had space in, you know, any of the last 10 years for any other single so-called Christian pastor. And, you know, and nothing beyond a quality Rush Limbaugh-esque Christmas Christianity of synthetic Mannheim steamroller.
Actually, that's a pretty good group. That musical group that's named something like that. But no, you're right, Roger. It is very interesting. Yeah, that you know, there are these double standards that our Zionist-controlled media imposes upon us as a great burden on a daily basis. And you know, it's interesting that guy, what's his name, Hagee. You know, people pointed out after he got involved in his little scandal. That it turns out that out of all of those, I hate to call them Christian fundamentalists because I know a lot of real good, solid Christian fundamentalists like my friend Dale Crowley, who I just saw yesterday, radio broadcaster here in Washington. These are the real Christian fundamentalists, you know. But Hagee, it turns out, was one of the people who was actually counseling against this fanatical Muslim bashing that has been carried out by so many of his colleagues. And there have been a few people who have suggested that maybe because Hagee had dared to counter the Zionist line, that he dared to veer away from the official pro-Zionist policies, that maybe that's why they hung him out to dry. I don't know for certain. You know what I mean? You know, you could speculate on things like that.
Yeah, I didn't want you to cover this even today, except hopefully just to send me packing to that magnificent free radio archive, RBN in 3 weeks or whatever, how far back it might have been. If not, but I didn't know if you had covered Mark Lane's defense in this Bucks County, Pennsylvania tax case. Fence Democker is, I think, the guy, and how that might have went or anything.
No, you know, I didn't know about this case. Mark is no longer in Washington, unfortunately, so I don't get to see him as much as I used to. He and his very, very lovely wife, Trish, and he has handled a couple tax cases for people over
yes.
the years.
Now, Wesley Snipes was involved in the same case as being like, they say, you know, a legal trust, you know, a tax hiding trust, all this stuff, you know. So I didn't know if you'd admit to you heard of it before now. But.
No, you know, I did not know that. I'm glad you pointed that out. I'll have to check with Mark and do some research on my own about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think this fence-maker, the defendant, expressed his surprise that he was found guilty. I don't know if it was anything qualitatively better than what Irwin Schiff, that most dangerous of criminals, had experienced.
Well, you know, I tell you, I remember years ago, Mark handled a tax case in Maryland. And he got a hung jury on the case, and he based it, as I recall, on the argument that the person in question did what he did because he sincerely believed it. And that was enough to get the guy acquitted. But then when the case went back to trial, the gentleman insisted on changing his argument and try to take it directly to the issues of law vis-a-vis the tax system. And on that basis... I don't think Mark handled the second trial, but in any case, that gentleman was convicted and went to jail. But
hey, I've been kind of saving up a beef I've had with you for over a half a year now.
Well, let's hear it.
And it's a difference with you recall, was it on the other show you were across from, was it Eric John Phelps? I get my Phelpses mixed up. He's the guy whose shtick is that it's inherently Vatican...
Yeah, actually, Zionism is a product of the Vatican's intrigue. Yeah, that's what his argument is.
Yeah, now, see, I think you're both right and both more wrong than you are right. Now, I confess I've only read a tiny bit of your New Jerusalem book and others, but my argument could be from ignorance. But if you take, like, starting with a fundamental... a Christian presupposition, an irreducible presupposition that, as Jesus said, either you are of me or of your father, the devil. That sets apart everything that is not expressly Christian as anti-Christ, anti-Christian, and therefore pro-Satan. So anything else kind of works together in that argument. And my thinking was that Zionism... Roman Catholicism, the Vatican, etc., everything, and non-connected movements are all used as tools by Satan, such that and are complicit in the Illuminati one-worlder burger agenda. So that would mean that that agenda is not, that satanic agenda is not inherently or necessarily substantially or exclusively a product of Zionism per se. So you see where I'm going?
Right. Okay. I would agree with you in that regard, but I must caution you on one point vis-a-vis this matter of that debate, for whatever better way of putting it, with...
Oh, yeah, with, I recall I defended you saying that when you said, when Phelps wrote that email that you got where he wrote, and I said, you said no such thing. You merely said, if I thought that, then I might think that you were, but I'm not arguing that.
Well,
so he had falsely casting you as having said something you didn't say.
Well, my primary concern in the debate with Mr. Phelps was debating the one thing that I do know something about, and that's the JFK assassination. And I know that there were many things that he said about the JFK assassination that were just patently not true. I'm not saying he was lying, but I know that he either created some theory based upon... How can I put this? Let's put it this way. There were substantial errors in what he said about the JFK assassination. So I can affirmatively say that neither the Jesuits nor the Vatican were key players in the JFK assassination conspiracy. That's what I focused on. A lot of people played it up as though it was some big debate about Zionism versus the Vatican and which is the worst or which is the most powerful. But, you know, I have no particular brief for the Vatican, but I do know that the Vatican was not responsible for the assassination of JFK, and I do know very, very affirmatively that the Vatican is not the secret force behind Zionism. I do know that the Vatican is not the secret force behind Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad. The Vatican may do naughty things, and I'm sure they've done a lot of naughty things over the years, but the Vatican is not the secret power behind Zionism, and that is essentially what Eric Phelps has to say.
Yeah, can I just finish with you on this note? Is it, let's say if I believed it was inherently a Zionist at the root, more so than Satanist, then I might, just as strategy and tactics, keep my mouth shut, be silent on the matter. But since that's not my position, to the best of my ignorant knowledge, nevertheless, so, you know, then I speak out on that thing. But I've just been I've just been a freshly invented anti-Semite, according to our local queer channel talk show morning host, just on the basis of having used the word neocon for the first time twice in like 4 weeks. So he needs a couple calls over there like, "Hi, Gunther. Just this morning, I found a few anti-Semites under my bed. Could you come over and help flush them out?"
Yeah, you're not allowed to even say neocon. That's
anti-Semites under the bed.
Yeah, that's neocon is so they say a secret term for anti-Semites. Yeah.
Well, a few calls like that, and the guy will be reduced to rubble.
What part of Pennsylvania are you calling from?
Allentown.
Oh, okay. You're over there near headquarters for Poker Face.
Or a call like, thank you, Gunther, for getting rid of that Roger. Now that all the questions and answers will be predictable and boring, then we can just go over and listen to Ron Angle's show.
You know, Roger, as you're telling me this, it occurs to me that there are local radio stations all over the country, thank God, that have their own Rogers.
the guy, I got to defend myself a couple of days later and give it a crack, and he refuses to play the tapes from which he divined my anti-Semitism.
Well, it's magic. What can I tell you?
Yeah, I kind of called him out, but God bless.
All right, Roger, thanks for your call. Watch out for the Vatican. All right, let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, we have a break coming up, but we'll hold you over.
How are you?
How you doing tonight, Ron?
Good, thank you. Couple of items. I wish that you would take the time on one of your future programs to read the rest of Stefania Glenn's letter, her essay.
It's a good piece.
It's killer.
Oh, you've seen it. Good for you. Yeah,
yes, I have. I've read it off of his crescentcross.com website.
I think it's Cross and Crescent.
Cross and Crescent. Right.
Yeah.
That's right. But it is, you know, written by a 14-year-old, which is a phenomenal thing to begin with. And,
that's right, a 14-year-old girl, a young lady, very articulate young lady. Thank God there are a few of them out there.
Well, darn few of them. But the neat thing about her essay is it's so, because she is so young, it's so clear and right to the point and hits all the key issues that people need to think about.
Yeah, Ron, hang on for the break here. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper, trying to give the Zionists some headaches. And if they do get those headaches, they better take Headache Stay Gone. They can check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, and as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks all revealed. It took us a lifetime to learn. Now you get it all. You can pay off your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. You can start this great hidden career today. Just give us a call at 1-780-457-7109. That's 1-780-457-7109. Again, that's 1-780-457-7109. Or visit us at www.windowgenie.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Wrapping it up here, you know, I do correct my errors when they're brought to my attention. Well, I brought this error to my own attention. Mark Glenn's website, where that excellent essay by Stefania Glenn that we're talking about here, is crescentandcross.com, crescentandcross.com, not what I said previously. Ron was right, I was wrong, and guess what? Mark Glenn's here with us. I'm going to bring him up and keep Ron on. I think we can pull that off here. Mark Glenn, are you there?
Oh, great one of Persia.
How you doing, Mark? You should be proud of your daughter.
Well, I am. But like I've told you before, she would not be able to do what she does if you didn't do what you have done.
Okay. I like that. What do you think, Ron?
Well, we've got old great one of Persia and old great one of Idaho both on the same line. This is some pretty good stuff.
Well, we got a pretty good guy from Oklahoma too. We're crossing the continent here tonight. that's an axis of evil, I think, in the eyes of some people. We've linked the country up here through the magic of the internet, telephone, and all sorts of other things.
Mike, I'd like to say one thing, if I could, since you're going to wrap it up here. You know, you were saying at the bottom of the hour that we've got to keep the heat on. And I totally agree with you. Something just, I don't know what, but in the last, I think that a big corner has just been turned in this, and I think that the fire has finally been lit on these people, meaning our enemies. And so what I would like to do, and particularly in this Christian season, is to exhort all of those people out there who recognize that something is wrong to pray. Even if you're not praying people, say your prayers to whatever or whoever. Because right now I think that it is one of these do or die moments where, you know, we could turn this thing around. It may take decades to do it. But that is the one thing that I would like to exhort all of my fellow human beings to do right now, especially in this Christian season, is to pray.
You know, Mark, it's interesting you say that. You met Nadir Talabzadeh, the Iranian filmmaker in Washington, and he said this to me when I saw him in Washington and again when I saw him in Iran just last week. He said that he thinks that ultimately, no matter what happens, and that even includes if the United States and or Israel attack Iran, that in the end, good will ultimately come. It may take a lot of suffering on both sides, but we have reached this critical point, this critical mass, mm-hmm. And you know, I agree with you. We do have to pray. You know, people dismiss prayer, but I think there's something positive that does come out of prayer. I do pray myself, and I pray against. I pray that we won't go to war against Iran. I pray that we will bring the troops home. I do pray that we get rid of these garbage purveyors in government and somehow take control of our own destiny, because God knows we haven't had control of it here in the United States for a long, long time.
Well, as impractical as it may sound, I would just call on people, Christian and Muslim, because I know that the Muslims believe in these as well. You know, remember when there were all of the people who were sitting listening to Jesus preach for 3 days, and he was about to send them on their way. And he said, wait a minute, we can't send them on their way. They need to eat. And all that they could bring to him were a few loaves of bread and some fishes, and he performed a miracle out of this. And so that is what we have to count on, is that our feeble efforts, that somehow God is going to reward us for these things. So just keep the heat on them and keep your prayers coming.
All right, Mark, I couldn't put it any better myself. Ron, thanks for your call. Thanks to all the folks who called in this evening. We'll be here tomorrow night, Thursday night. Stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth, and you're not going to get it anywhere else on the radio like you get it here. Thanks to John Statmiller, Danny, Manny, the whole gang down there at RBN. Keep up the good work.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.